Representatives of 32 companies say, despite signed contracts with South Sudan's Transitional Committee led by Presidential Advisor for Security Tut Keo Gatluak, none of them have been paid. Some suppliers say the government's failure to pay has left their companies in debt after they borrowed money to procure the goods and services rendered. Some even say company executives have been jailed for failing to settle their debts. A representative of one of the companies that supplied food items who wants to remain anonymous for fear of reprisals says while some suppliers have received partial percentage of the total amount that's overdue, others have yet to receive any payment. The companies say they wrote a letter to President Salva Kiir Mayardit in January this year asking him to intervene but received no response. Riak Roy, one of the companies demanding payment, who also represents the 32 unpaid business owners, says suppliers have repeatedly reached out to the National Transitional Committee to no avail. He says suppliers have also contacted Gatluak many times.
In every month, they promise. They used to tell us to come next week, tomorrow, after 1 week, after 2 weeks, and then nothing has been done up to now. It reached to the standard that some of the suppliers has been put in jail by those whom they borrow money from them.
Another supplier who prefers to be identified only as Simon for safety reasons says his colleague was attacked earlier this year for failing to pay off the loans he took out to buy goods for South Sudan's training and cantonment sites.
One of us was attacked on January 16th, Saturday night, in his house in front of his children with pangas and machetes. He was almost killed in front of his children for failing to pay the debts that he has. So unless if Honorable Tut wants something bad to happen to the suppliers who are local, he has to clear us. Because whatever we are going through, there's no one we can run to and cry.
Stephen Parr Kwol, South Sudan's Minister for Peace Building, says the government has no money due to the country's economic crisis.
The COVID-19 situation has brought about almost economic collapse, and we are not able to pay all our contractors, but they will be paid. Well, I cannot speculate about when, but it is an obligation of the government to pay the contractors who supplied food here.
Both National Finance Minister Athian Ding Athian and First Undersecretary in the Finance Ministry, Garang Majak, have not responded to repeated calls for comment on this story. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.